Plans for a new RV park on Croft Island have been rejected due to flood safety concerns and current legal processes, says the District of Hope. Council rejected island owner Chris Tashi's application to amend Hope's official community plan and zoning bylaws in order to create a large RV campground and holiday park on Croft Island. The decision was made during the May 26 council meeting. It was Tashi's plan to create a campground with a collective 250 RV lots and campsites and, in anticipation of this, a website was created to advertise the campground's current, future availability. The website, croftisland.com, is still available with options to inquire about space despite Tashi's application being rejected. Located in the Fraser River across from Hope, Croft Island is a mostly forested area around 17.2 hectares in size. It is almond or tear-shaped and, currently, access to it is only available by a temporary bridge off Landstrom Road. The section of the road, leading to the bridge, is described as being narrow with single-lane vehicle access in some spots. The island is part of Tsawwathal First Nations territory and in 1948 it had a resort on it, when bylaws and regulations were different. According to the district, Tashi failed to satisfy staff's concerns related to flood risks and his current legal processes, involving the island, with the province. Specifically, he is currently appealing the province's decision to reject his application to complete bank hardening works under the Provincial Water Sustainability Act on Croft Island. He is appealing this decision through an environmental appeal board. The province has also not given him permission to have a permanent bridge installed at Croft Island. BC Parks has authority over the channel of the Fraser River, where the bridge to Croft Island is located, through a transfer of administration. The bridge also requires Water Sustainability Act authorization and the land, on which it is partially constructed on, passes over Crown land. This means that the province is the primary authority for any approvals related to the bridge. The current bridge, which provides access between the island and inland, was only supposed to be there on a temporary basis. On October 2022, BC Parks ordered the bridge to be removed and, when Tashi failed to comply, a follow-up letter was sent requesting the bridge be removed by March 31, 2023. While Tashi has yet to send a formal request for an easement, the province's letter preemptively clarified that a permanent bridge was not consistent with the protection of the environment, conservation, and recreational values for park purposes. The district said it cannot consider the rezoning application until these legal processes are sorted out. Staff understand the proposed bank hardening to be a critical component for the campground's feasibility and safety, which should be considered in the context of whether a campground should be permitted under the zoning, the district said in an email to the Hope Standard. Access is also a key consideration for any proposed land use. Clarity on the legal access and approvals for the bridge are essential for staff to understand the feasibility of the rezoning proposal as there is no other land access to Croft Island. The district also expressed concern about Croft Island falling within the flood and erosion hazards development permit area, and being mapped as a floodway. This means that new development is not permitted on the island. Though there is potential of this changing, as the BC government is currently updating flood models and maps for the Fraser River, the current floodway designation will remain until the province says otherwise. Tashi's application also stated the campground would be managed by a third-party entity such as BC Parks or the District of Hope. The district said it has not received a formal proposal for this. The applicant retains the option to resubmit an OCP and zoning amendment application. As per the application procedures bylaw, they could reapply after 1 year, the district said. Reapplying is dependent on the issues around the bank hardening, bridge, and flood mapping being concluded. Should Tashi choose to reapply, the district said he will also need to address additional concerns that includes consultation with Tsawwathal, creating a stormwater management plan, addressing site safety for flooding and erosion, addressing how Landstrom Road will handle increased vehicle traffic during regular and emergency conditions, and addressing servicing feasibility for water and septic. Over the past 6 months leading up to council's decision, many Hope residents took to social media to express their concerns over the campground. In particular, they were concerned about the island being in a flood zone, and had concerns regarding the legalities over the bridge. They also were worried how easily a septic system could be implemented on the island.